There is a tried and true story that's told of two old friends that bump into each other. They're just walking down the street. One says to the other, he says, I haven't seen you such a long time. You look kind of sad. And the one who's sad is almost in tears. And he says, the world has not been good to me. Well, tell me. And the sad one says, well, 3 weeks ago, a friend of mine gave me his car. Well, that's very generous. But 2 weeks ago, a cousin of mine gave me a boat. He says, well, it sounds like you're blessed. He says, you don't understand. Last week, my brother gave me his cabin at Shaver. And confused, the man says, well, then why do you look so glum? And almost in tears, he says, this week, nothing. The trouble with receiving something on a regular basis, even if it's a gift, we eventually come to expect it. This is the entitlement mindset that's permeated American society for a very long time. And we've been blessed to live in a land of plenty, and as a result, we become complacent and many times are completely unwilling to give thanks to anyone for anything. And that attitude we carry with us throughout this life is of paramount importance if we truly to live lives that demonstrate our gratitude towards God for his movement in our lives. 2 weeks ago, we had the reading from Mark's account on the feeding of 5,000. At the end of it, Jesus puts his disciples in the boat and stays on shore to dismiss the crowd. That's pretty much the same in John. But in John, the crowd perceives that Jesus as a prophet and they as sent by God, and they want to make him king. The verse just before the start of this morning's reading says that they knew that there was only one boat and Jesus wasn't on it, but here on the other side of the lake. So in our text today, we find the crowd questioning Jesus, how he's going to prove himself to them yet one more time after feeding the 5,000 with a few loaves and fish. They had need for food, and Jesus saw and met that need on the other side of the lake. And they followed Jesus all the way to that other side of the lake, rather than recognizing the fact that they were being offered a solution to a real need. They were asking one more time on a perceived need, and Jesus should meet it. One more gift. Jesus reminded them the importance of what he was offering them in his teaching, and then continues to teach them rather than meeting their perceived need for just some quick food. When the masses demanded food, he referred them to the fact that he was pointing them to the spiritual food by the teaching about things from heaven. When these Jewish listeners were trying to grasp what he was teaching them, he made the historical connection to them about going back to the desert, back to the manna from heaven that God provided for the Israelites when they're wandering in the wilderness, a 40-year diet. Again, demonstrating that God met their needs when they needed it. Again, Jesus turning the discussion into things of a spiritual nature, and they asked him to provide this food for them. Notice it's particular. He's talking about food from heaven, manna from heaven. They finally get it. All right, we don't want Wonder Bread. We want this food. Manna from heaven. We want food from heaven. And Jesus tells them that he is that bread from heaven. He is the bread of life. With a belief in Jesus, they would never be hungry, at least not for things eternal and with eternal significance. It's interesting to see that a few, and unfortunately it's very few, of celebrities really give thanks to God. It's nice to see every once in a while, and it's kind of odd, and we kind of look at that if the news people let us see it. But they got caught in 2012 with a very, very young, very adorable, very cute Gabby Douglas. She took time to praise God after winning gold in the all-round competition in London. In an interview with the NBC following, she gave all glory and thanks to God. She said, it's in everything. It is everything I thought it would be, being an Olympic champion. It definitely is an amazing feeling, and I give all the glory to God. It's kind of a win-win situation. The glory goes up to him, and the blessings fall down on me. The interviewer had nothing to say, had no response. And a lot of people who are just in it for the gold and the glory were dumbstruck. "Let all that I am," she says, "all that I am, I praise God, the Lord my God. May I never forget the good things that he's done for me." How sad it is when we as wayward children put our other needs ahead of our need for the bread of life that's been made known to us in this morning's gospel in the person of Jesus. Jesus Christ is the only real need that we have to life, to live a life of eternal blessings. And yet we pursue all manner of possessions and things and process, and in the process neglect the importance of returning thanks to the giver of all the good things in our lives. The only thing that really matters is our relationship with God, and that's for eternity. Friends, we've been blessed by God in so many ways that it's just too many to number, and yet feel just like the people in our text today. We too want Jesus to give us just one more thing, to give us one more demonstration of his power. It's almost as if they were viewing Jesus' ministry that has been so prevalent among them as some kind of magic show, magic show of sorts, and they weren't satisfied with the tricks from before. We want to see new tricks. We want to see how it becomes really viable in our lives. They would have known that Jesus' healing of the official's daughter, the healing of the blind man, the restoring of the withered hand, the feeding of the 5,000, and of course, he's already answered the "how did you get here" from the other side of the lake. They wanted yet one more demonstration, something about his power, and then we'll believe. And then we'll believe. It seems to me that it was well past time for them to believe in him and the Father who sent him. And it's past time for many of us as well to view him in that same way. And we need to show our gratitude to him for the gifts that he gives us and continues to give us. Perhaps you are not feeling too blessed this morning. Maybe you can't see the gifts that God's given you. Maybe the pain of life has overwhelmed you to a point where you don't see anymore how blessed you truly are. Like so many people today, maybe you have been so blessed that even these blessings don't look that good anymore. How then can we overcome our mindset of apathy and move towards a true spirit of thanksgiving in a culture that teaches us to enter into the rat race and to compete for status in a world of unthankful people? Well, I don't have all the answers, but I do think we need to recognize God's blessings in all their many manifestations and give thanks to him, even when it seems impossible to do so. I urge you to make an effort today to recognize the blessings that you've come to take for granted. Focus on what you have rather than what you don't have, and see if it doesn't improve the attitude. Some things to do is to be thankful that you don't already have everything that you want. If you did, what would there be to look forward to? Be thankful when you don't know something, it gives you the opportunity to learn. Be thankful for the difficult times, for it's those times you grow. Be thankful for the limitations you have, because it gives you the opportunity for improvement, and be thankful for each new challenge because it'll build strength and character. Be thankful for your mistakes. They will always teach you a valuable lesson. Be thankful when you're tired and when you're weary, because it means you've done something. You've probably made a difference. I know it's easy to be thankful for good things, but a life of true fulfillment can come to those who are also thankful for setbacks. As hard as it may be, as hard as it may seem, find a way to be thankful for your troubles, and they become a blessing as well. As we look around in this land of plenty that we live in, it's my prayer that we will see through new eyes each day the ways God has blessed us, and never take God or those blessings for granted. This year, as we celebrate his blessings every day, may each one of us see God for who he really is and see ourselves as who we really are, a people who need God and need to give thanks for the giver of all good gifts. We have been given the bread of life. We have been given the bread of life. And in a few moments, you'll be invited to come forward and receive again the bread of life. When the priest hands it to you, what does he say? Body of Christ, the bread of heaven. This is the bread that has come down from heaven, that sustains us in God's good grace. This is the bread of life that is the gift of Christ. Yes, it's week in and week out. Yes, it's going to be the same little round thing, they call it a wafer, that thing of last week. But it's not. It's not. It is new and fresh, and it is Jesus every single time. It is the bread of life for you, offered and sacrificed by Christ. May all glory be to him, now and forever. Amen.